This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bernie Madoff's been back in the news this week via J.P. Morgan Chase, Madoff's Ponzi scheme, and J.P. Morgan's failure to have a clue as to what its client was doing with all that money cost the bank $2 billion in fines and penalties to the Justice Department. 5 years after his arrest, Madoff's victims have, so far, gotten back a portion of the $17 billion that was invested with him. Laws and regulations have been changed. Investors are wiser, but are we safer? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that story.
Judith Welling got into Madoff because her mother did. And her mom, a retiree in Florida, got involved because of
friends who were all invested with accountants who were invested with him.
Welling says the returns were actually pretty unextraordinary back in the early 90s. In fact, she thought she was being conservative when she took her and her mother's savings, about $500,000, out of stocks and put it in with Mr. Madoff.
When people say, oh, it was crazy money, no, it wasn't.
And in retrospect, Madoff may have only drifted into Ponzi scheme territory years later when his returns started to look too good to be true.
He had been, head of NASDAQ? He had been an advisor to the SEC? He had a sterling reputation. If the government is telling you it's fine, and your bank is J.P. Morgan Chase, and they're doing all the banking for this guy, why would you think he wasn't legitimate?
Of course, Bernard Madoff was anything but legitimate. Ponzi schemes work as new victims invest, and their money is used to fake returns for old victims.
They go back a long, long time. I mean, ever since they basically invented money.
John Steele Gordon is an economic historian.
The name comes from Charles Ponzi, who had a spectacularly successful one around 1919.
A lot has changed since then, and since Bernie Madoff went to prison. Kathy Bazoyan Phelps is an attorney and author of Ponzi Proof Your Investments. She says, first, courts are allowing a lot more institutions to be sued for not catching Ponzi schemes they work with.
Not only financial institutions, but other professionals, law firms, auditors, brokers, may be held civilly liable.
Law enforcement has gone after big banks in particular.
In the Madoff case, we saw, what was really almost a colossal failure of the financial institutions to file those suspicious activity reports.
That was behind a recent $2 billion settlement against J.P. Morgan Chase. And then there's the Securities and Exchange Commission. David Sheehan is a partner at Baker Hostetler and is helping Madoff victims get their money back. He says at the time of Madoff, the SEC was faulted for missing red flags.
What they were, in many instances, were underfunded, understaffed, and therefore they were disarmed in their ability to enforce those rules and regulations the way they should have.
A lot of changes have taken place here at the SEC since the Madoff scandal.
That's Lori Schock. She's head of investor education at the Securities and Exchange Commission. For starters, she says it's harder to send fake statements now. Investors' money has to go through an independent middleman who double-checks the numbers.
You're going to get two separate statements, and it really is to the investors' best interest to compare those.
She says the SEC has improved its tip gathering, and as part of Dodd-Frank, whistleblowers can get handsome payouts for ratting out crooks.
Just a few months ago, we awarded $14 million to a whistleblower.
And yet...
Well, I wish I could say they're on the decline.
That's Kathy Bazoyan Phelps again. Every month, she finds plenty of Ponzi schemes to blog about.
I still see so much happening. There's, just dozens and dozens of schemes.
She says the only surefire way to deal with Ponzi schemes is for investors to be educated and skeptical.
We saw in Madoff, had people conducted minimal due diligence, that fraud could have been detected years ago.
Bottom line is, as long as there exist trust and money, there will be people who abuse the one to steal the other. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.